Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. With professional offices throughout the Des Moines Metro, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts is homeconnect.com. And the Strudelhaus for fine Austrian dining here in Des Moines, strudelhaus.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got about 11 and a half minutes now before the top of the hour. CBS News comes in at 6 o'clock. With us in studio is our friend Jeff Garrison. Jeff is with Merit Resources. He's the Vice President of Business Development there. And he comes in from time to time to kind of give us an update on what it is that his company does and how it can help businesses grow faster. You know, we've been talking. Welcome to the News Hour, Jeff. Good to
Thanks,
see you again.
Michael.
I learned something about you off mic that I had no idea. You have five children?
Yes, I do. Yep. Yep. Between 17 and 8 years old.
You are a busy man.
Yes, we are. Yeah. I do have a second shift every day.
I bet you do. Holy buckets. Well, let's talk a little bit about this because we have talked for a long time about how business can grow if they take the opportunity and stick to their mission and grow their business rather than messing around with other things. Talk to us about
Well,
that.
That's right. You know, you can't be great at everything, right?
Oh, man.
And there's only so much energy. I don't care how smart you are. You've only got so much energy as a business owner, right? So finding the right things to outsource and let other people take care of will definitely help you focus on your core competencies and how you grow your business. You know, that's no secret. That's kind of the thing these days.
Well, especially if those types of things, if you're not good at them anyway. I mean, who in their right mind that's a business owner really wants to mess around with employee benefits?
Well, that's right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. All the people stuff.
That's a killer. It's a time killer.
Well, it is. And, you know, coming in here today, usually you're the one prepared, Michael. But I wanted to bring you a statistic, and I find this very interesting. Fortune, they have their 100 best companies to work for every year, that list. And here's an investment tip for
right.
you. Any company that has made that list three times out of the last 10 years performs 99% better, or performed
really?
99% better over that period of time.
Now, giving you that stat again, I want to make sure that we understand this completely.
Okay, so those companies that were on the best companies to work
right.
for
right.
Fortune's list, if they made that list three times out of the last 10 years, they outperformed the S&P 500, I should say, to be specific.
Unbelievable.
By 99 percentage points over that period. And so those are businesses focusing on making it a great place to work and focusing on their people. Here's another interesting stat. The strongest predictor of a company's probability of surviving 5 years after their initial public offering is its level of investment in human resources. Mm. You know, there's a lot of independent research out there that shows if you focus on your people – and if you focus on making it a strong place to work, one might say avoiding a lot of the drama
sure.
and things like that, you can stay focused, you can keep better people, and you will grow faster.
You know, those are some fascinating statistics. When just three times in 10 years you make this list of the 400 best places to work, you're going to outperform the index. I
yes.
think that's fabulous. And so what do you surmise? They're putting more money involved with their employees, or they're taking care of their core competencies? And what do you think?
Well, I think it's a lot of little things
yeah.
that add up. Some of the bigger things might be a better benefit program, maybe a broader benefit program that helps attract the right people
right.
and helps retain the right people.
Good
HR practices that take you all the way through the employment life cycle, starting with when it's time to grow your business, something as simple as having well-written job descriptions and matching people that you hire well to those job descriptions and having performance expectations being clear and a regular evaluation of people's performance next to those
Boy,
expectations.
That's so important.
This is the blocking and tackling stuff that comes with leading and managing people, But it's just not that easy to do because it's time-consuming
right.
to set it up and manage it.
Well, Jeff, you know, as a business owner myself, I know how much time I have to spend on growing the business, you know, and that's a lot of time. And quite frankly, having a bunch of time to deal with the other ancillary things really does get in the way of making money.
It does. Somebody's got to do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And when you're a business owner, you know, sometimes that falls on you. You know, I mean, who's going to write the checks? Who's going to make sure that that everybody's time off is adequate? And who's going to make sure that people are adequately reimbursed? That their benefits package is stellar. You know, you said something very interesting there about retention of employees. Most people, I think, realize that it costs more to go out and hire new people because of the churn than what it does to retain good folks.
Absolutely. The statistics, depending on the level of the position,
mm-hmm.
Can be astounding. It can easily be a multiple of someone's annual salary
yeah.
to replace a key person.
And so when you're faced with those kind of expenses, that's got to be harrowing for, you know, any business. For the sweet spot for Merit Resources, you deal a lot with nonprofits.
We do.
Why is that?
Well, nonprofits, just because they're nonprofit, doesn't mean that they don't have the exact same issues that a for-profit does. You know, we provide a lot of these things for nonprofits, the outsourced
sure.
HR, which includes all that HR stuff and the payroll administration and the benefit administration, and we allow them to focus on their mission. But one other advantage we provide to all businesses, but where nonprofits like it, is you're able to transfer a lot of the liability that comes with being an employer to Merit Resources, and that's by contract. So if you're a board member of a nonprofit, you have a certain fiduciary
Absolutely.
Duty. You know as a board member that your exposure is mitigated somewhat when Merit Resources is working with that nonprofit.
So, and sadly, and because I have been both a CEO of a nonprofit as well as been on boards of nonprofits, and I can tell you, and we all realize this, board members for many of the nonprofit organizations and some of the for-profit organizations out there rarely take a lot of time in trying to understand the nuances of the business. They're there to set some policies, and sometimes, unfortunately, many board members will look at the minutes of the meeting and the financial statement
mm-hmm.
5 minutes before the board meeting starts, and then they're supposed to make decisions based on all of this stuff. And that can be dangerous because you just don't know.
Yeah, and as a board member, you have precious little time.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to spend that time talking about HR issues or talking about benefit renewals. You know, those kinds of things that someone has to take care of, but they're not necessarily core to the mission.
Sure. And which, again, we come back to our original hypothesis. If you can spend more time focusing on growth, your business, or your nonprofit mission, you ought to be able to do better.
That's right. I tell people that the future of your business yeah. is between your ears. And when you have to fill it up with
stuff yeah.
You're hurting the future of your business.
Yeah. Does it cost a lot? I mean, when people are working with Merit Industry, I mean, how do you guys get paid?
Well, it's actually very cost effective. I mean, everything that we provide typically costs less than hiring someone to do it in-house,
HR director,
that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get a breadth of expertise that you'll never get in one person. And we don't take vacations and, you know, we don't quit. And
you don't have
to
pay your health insurance, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, all of those are really sizable things to think about. I would suspect for any business, profit or nonprofit, if they can outsource some of those things, get them off their plate, focus on their mission, focus on building their business, and pay a fraction of what it would cost for hiring somebody to take care of those duties.
Yep.
Kind of makes sense, you know? It's called a professional organization?
Professional Employer Organization, PEO.
There
yep.
you go. All right.
Yep. And I tell you what, anyone that wants to grow their business, which is everyone, right?
Boy, isn't that the truth.
I would implore you to just step back and look at all of the employee infrastructure around your business. And if after doing so, you want to talk to somebody about it, then, you know, Merit Resources is there.
Thank you so much. Jeff Garrison, ladies and gentlemen, from Merit Resources, comes by on a regular basis to give us a little bit of wisdom in growing your business. Good stats, by the way. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, Laura Kennard, who is with us in the first half hour, Jeff Garrison. Also with us, of course, is our technical director, Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray. Also, there is the program director for 1350 KRNT, that's Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. Mary Sayer is our liaison. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT.